Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here in the Allstate Skyline Studios. We are here until 5 a.m., and that theme means only one thing. It's time for, would Esmeralda buy that? And because Esmeralda is here. Hi,
yay.
Esmeralda.
How terrible would it be if you just went, would insert name here, buy that?
Esmeralda's been hanging out with us this morning. She'll be here all through the show. She's picking the Fly Jam bumps for the Fly Jams Friday. Yes, you are.
Oh, all right.
And yes. That's coming up. And so she just came back to visit with us. She's got a You, Me, Them, Everybody at the Hungry Brain tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. That's technically why she's here to plug that, but she's also here because she rules and we miss her. But would Esmeralda buy that? This is the all-listener edition, Esmeralda.
Wow.
All of the submissions came from listeners. Every one of the submissions came from listeners. Now, the idea here, for people who might not know, what would Esmeralda buy that? Esmeralda, you've mentioned this. You love infomercials and you love the As Seen on TV products.
Yes.
And if you had an exhaustible supply of money, which at this point you don't.
No.
You would buy all of them or at least a bunch of them. So what we do is find these real sort of made for TV infomercial items. We describe them, and then Dan and Vic and I vote on whether or not you would buy said product.
Right.
And then you tell us.
And now it's a little difficult because you're not interacting with me all the time.
That's right. And you didn't have your little coffee
2 weeks.
Your little coffee clutch meetings with Vic.
So you got 2 weeks without me. We'll see how you all do.
Okay. All right. The submissions came from Lake Geneva Dan, our good friend Jim Liskowski, Paul, Deanna, Peter Indicator, Katrina, Wild Bill, Kathy in Antioch, Carrie in Louisville, and Hawk of May.
Very nice.
There we go.
Thank you all.
All right. Are we ready to begin? Is everybody ready? Vic, are you ready?
Ready.
All right. Esmeralda, are you ready?
Ready.
Dan.
Yes.
Here we go. The Lufaliot. Hands-free shower back scrubber. Hands-free solution. The ergonomic no-reach design hugs and fits the contours of your back, reaching all those hard-to-clean and scrub areas. Universal use. Great if you've suffered injuries, are battling acne-prone skin, or simply want to treat your back to a comforting and effortless cleanse. A wealth of benefits. The all-natural loofah is perfect for all types of skin. It removes dirt, dead skin, deep pores, and excess oils. Quick installation. The suction cups can be easily and securely attached to your shower wall. Simply install the loofah pad on the board, spray your favorite body wash on the pad, and scrub away. The package includes the Lufaliot board and four strong suction cups and 100% natural loofah pad, a small hand loofah, and a refillable spray bottle for your favorite body wash. And the cost is $25. So the Lufaliot, whatever the hell it is, the hands-free shower back scrubber. All right, Dan?
I must be, by the way, just a quick side note, I must be as tired as Skip Skipley because I forgot to include the description they used of, now you can wash your back just like a bear.
I mean, I was going to say, it's like the from the Jungle Book.
Yeah.
Yep. Huh. Everybody loves a clean back. And we know from
loves a clean back.
Everybody and we know Esmeralda is anti anything to make her life clean easier. Back. She's four. So those things two together and their love of the Jungle Book, I will vote yes.
Oh.
Now keep in mind, Vic, you have to vote, but keep in mind, everybody loves a clean back.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? I agree with Dan that everybody does love a clean back. Clean back, but I kind of think Esmeralda would look at this product as kind of useless, maybe uncalled for. So I'm going to go no.
Okay. Wow. Okay. So Dan says yes. Vic says no. I am going to go with Dan on this one, and I am going to say that Esmeralda would enjoy to wash her back like a bear. So I'm going to say yes. So we have a yes from Dan, a no from Vic, and a yes from me. Esmeralda?
I am not Baloo of the Jungle Book. I'm going to go no.
Wow.
Only because, one, suction cups don't always suction. I'm just going to... No, because I have a suction cup soap holder. That darn thing
falls
never
off the wall all the time. Yeah.
It's the worst. Right. And also, this just seems really inconvenient because it's just like a whole sheet of loofah where you have to be like Baloo from the Jungle Book and scrub your back. What if I have a back scratcher.
What if
thing.
You just smash your face into it? And
everybody loves a clean face.
Everybody loves a clean face.
Loofah is I think is too harsh for your face.
Okay.
I have a scrubber, which I can use on my arms, legs.
Right.
How am I supposed to get my legs up on this sucker?
That's right.
That would be so
312.
Yeah, that's right.
Esmeralda and I had coffee once in here, and I told her what I used to clean my back. Do you remember that, Esmeralda?
No. Why would I remember that?
Because you thought it was pretty funny. I bought a scrubber that you used to clean the shower wall because I couldn't find an actual back scrubber.
How much did I make fun of you?
Quite a bit.
I mean, there you go.
That's mine, right?
Yeah, Vic gets the way. Vic gets that. That. There you go.
Wait, so you bought.
Dan and I got it wrong.
Did you?
So
I want to see pictures of this thing.
I'll text you. I still use it.
That's it.
You don't work together. I was going to say not in the shower because you're coworkers, but now.
Oh my God. Yeah, now there's a shower over here.
There is.
Exactly.
Okay, next item. The Dust Daddy. It's the one-of-a-kind vacuum attachment designed to get the dust out of every nook and cranny. The secret is 26 flexible tiny suction tubes that can go nearly anywhere dust hides. Dust around tiny objects without removing them first. Perfect for cleaning around fragile objects. Gets rid of all the dust you couldn't reach before, like air vents, keyboards, and drawers. Comes with a universal adapter system, so it's guaranteed to work with any vacuum. Features ergonomic grip and, for comfort and control, $19.95. The Dust Daddy. Dan, where are you going to go with this one?
Everybody loves a clean apartment.
not me.
Oh.
I will say that the annoying spots where the dusty spots in our house that are hard to get to. And, she likes to keep it clean enough, but, she doesn't. Those hard-to-reach spots, you just leave them go after a while, and then you only clean when they get really dirty. I will say yes, you'd like to have this around.
Oh, okay. Dan's going yes. All right, Vic.
I've looked this up, and because I didn't really understand from the description, I looked it up. It's basically the same thing that comes with a vacuum cleaner, only the suction tubes are about maybe 6 inches longer. And personally, those attachments are a pain anyway, so I'm going to say no.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, it looks weird because they only show the bottom part of it on this picture that we have in front
right.
of us.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks a little weird and it looks like it could be clunky, but it does say it's guaranteed to work with any vacuum. But I am too. I'm going to agree with Vic on this one and I'm going to say no. So Dan says yes. Vic says no. I say no. Esmeralda.
So the name throws me off because I literally think Dust Daddy. But no, I'm actually going to keep this because I actually need something like this.
Wow.
Literally, so yes.
Dan gets it.
Yes.
So.
I have a washer dryer in my apartment.
Lucky.
And there's, I know it's the best. No, I mean, that's why.
Man. It would be so cool.
No, I look, that's, I, that was the one thing I was, no, we're moving into a place with a washer dryer.
I would do laundry so much more. I would just throw it in there while I'm watching TV.
Yeah,
I'll drop it
works.
Off to Jillio.
Thank you. So yes.
But it's the dryer has these vents that I think you have to unscrew stuff. I don't know. Stuff is in there, and I'm like, I don't know how to get it out. I'm going to buy this.
There you go. All right.
I'm going to get a Dust Daddy.
Dan gets it right, and me and Vic get it wrong.
Kidding me? 26 suction tubes?
And
perfect.
I'm doing really well here. Vic has one, Dan has one, I have zero.
Also,
yeah,
Vic, what? The attachments are all that the vacuum is about.
Really?
Really? Just a big old tube?
When I buy a vacuum cleaner, the second thing I do is throw all of the attachments away.
What?
I got no space or
time
for that.
Do you just live in a box?
I just use one square box? I just use the bottom of the vacuum. I don't attach it. Yep.
Oh my God.
What about underneath your couch?
Jeannie cleans all that.
Oh. Oh, man.
man. It's true.
You make it harder for her by throwing everything away.
She likes to get down on her hands and knees and clean that stuff.
Oh, my goodness. Do we still have time?
I would personally hire a maid to come in and do that, but she likes to do it.
Oh, my God.
She does. I think she says it's therapeutic.
Okay, we're going to break right here, man. We're going to take a break. Nice spot for a break.
Tied with Dan, Nick.
Yeah,
big old goose egg.
Big zero for me. And oh my God. All right, let's take a break. What else we're able to buy that continues after this. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline studio here in downtown Chicago. And it is Friday morning, Fly Jams Friday. Straight out of context, Nick D Show Spy, You Big Dummy are all happening right now. And also Esmeralda Leon is here. Hi, Esmeralda.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
You get to be Esmeralda the Heartmelda today.
Yeah.
That's right.
Only
so you have to spin on your head.
It's been a long time.
So that's all coming up. But right now we are in the middle of Would Esmeralda Buy That? When we describe real, sort of as seen on TV, infomercial type products. We describe them, and then Vic and Dan and I vote on whether Esmeralda would buy it, and then Esmeralda tells us whether she would or not. I am doing poorly. Vic has one, Dan has one, and I have a large zero.
Mm.
Just focus.
You keep following Vic, right? Or who is it?
No, it's Dan, then Vic, then me.
No, but I mean...
Yeah, I agree, Esmeralda. You got to go with your heart, Nick.
No, but you keep following... You followed Vic on the last one.
And Dan on the first one.
Oh, so you just keep following him on the wrong ones.
I've followed both of them on wrong ones. So
that's no. Follow them on the right ones.
Thanks for the advice.
No, just, you know.
Okay, here's the next item. The Rihetsa Microwave Crisper. Turn last night's leftover dinner into a crispy, crunchy winner. It's easy. Just place any food on the cooking surface, cover with the lid, pop it into the microwave. Perfect for frozen or leftover pizza, grilled cheese, eggs, bacon, and much more. Heats up to 400 degrees, is capable of browning and searing food just like a frying pan. The secret is the microwave-energized heating pad that converts microwave energy into conductive heat. The specially designed lid shields microwaves, which keeps your food crispy. BPA-free and microwave-safe. Non-stick, easy to clean. Cost $39.99.
I hope it's microwave-safe. You're shoving it into the microwave.
The Rihetsa Microwave Crisper. Now, you have a microwave now in your apartment now.
I do.
Because you didn't have one before.
It's in the wall.
Okay.
It's above the stove.
All right.
So, yeah.
Dan?
This will make life easier and tastier, even though she's on the whole 30.
Yeah, not so much.
Oh, good.
I mean, yes, but no. I think it's, like, tomorrow it's over.
Okay.
I will vote yes.
Following
it. All right, you're saying yes. Vic!
No.
Well, explain.
I have a feeling that Esmeralda already. I think she's cool in this area of reheating food. I think she's got it covered. You know, I really do.
Okay.
So I don't think she needs this. I don't necessarily think she, you know, disapproves of the product. I think she probably thinks it's pretty cool, but I don't think she needs one of these.
All right, so you're saying no. Dan's saying yes. I am too. I'm going to agree with Dan on this one, and I'm going to say yes for a lovely little crisper. So I'm going to say that. So we've got a no from Vic and two yeses from me and Dan. Esmeralda.
Losers. No. One, I know how to crisp up pizza without a darn microwave thing. You put it in a pan. You
turn your oven on.
No. Okay, well, this is only on thin crust. Put it in a pan. A little oil in a pan. Heat up the pan.
Oh, you mean on top of the stovetop?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Crisp it up. Let it crisp up. And then you pour just a little water, just kind of some droplets.
Yeah.
Cover it.
Mm-hmm.
Melts the cheese. Crispy, melty cheese pizza.
I would rather just take a piece of pizza, throw it on that thing, throw it in the microwave.
No, because you know it's not going to actually do it.
Hey, it's guaranteed.
By the way, who's eating leftover eggs?
Yeah, no, I don't
know.
Gross. That's pretty, I would not.
Yuck.
All right, so Vic has got two now. Vic is doing really well. Dan's got one, and I have, again, zero.
Although there is a picture of fries.
French fries, crisp ups and French fries.
That's the only one I would want to know if it would work, but otherwise, nah.
Okay. All right, two for Vic, zero for me, and one for Dan as we continue with Esmeralda to buy that. Here's your next item up for bids. The Pouch Couch. It's an inflatable sofa. Pouch Couch is a wind inflatable sofa that's the perfect hangout lounge for indoor or outdoor activities. Simply inflate the pouch with wind by swinging it back and forth, and you instantly have a couch. Use it at the beach, park, pool, even in your home. Made of super durable nylon exterior with an airtight interior bladder. Water-resistant and long-lasting, 72 inches long, 20 inches high, supports up to 375 pounds. The cost is $19.95. This guy seems really happy to be laying on his pouch couch.
Yeah.
Okay. Dan, the pouch couch.
This is a tough one for me because Esmeralda loves to sit. but I don't know if she loves all that would go with having to run back and forth to get wind into the pouch couch in order to sit on it. I will vote no.
No. All right. Vic, pouch couch.
Yeah, I'll vote no as well based on just the silliness of it all.
Okay. I, too, am going to vote no. So nothing's going to happen. No big moves here. But I think the whole swinging it back and forth is stupid. And I think Esmeralda would think that that's stupid. So, that's no from all three of us, Esmeralda.
Mm-hmm.
And?
You're all terrible. I'm gone 2 weeks? Really?
Yeah.
You know nothing about me anymore.
You want to swing that thing back and forth for 20 minutes?
That's what I got to do. That's what I got to do. But actually, so I recently... I've been at various music festivals this summer, and I've seen people use them, and they look comfortable. And once you deflate them, they just kind of roll up, and you put in a bag or whatever.
All right.
They look very nice. They remind me of those things. Dan might remember these. You know those things with the water that you would you'd squeeze in your hands and then it like flies out?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
It looks like one of those, but they look very comfortable.
Okay. I was just, I thought...
I'll deal with 20 minutes of swinging it around in air.
Yeah, that to me seems stupid.
If I get to sit at a festival...
Okay.
And no one judges me.
All right. Well, that's two for Vic, one for...
When you can lay on it, you can sit on it.
Yeah. You're going to have to lay on it after you whip it around for 25 minutes.
You can lay or multiple people can sit on it.
As long as you don't go over 375 pounds, you can't.
I mean...
Can't go over 375 pounds. You get that second person on there and the whole thing blows up.
How much do you think I weigh, man?
Well, 375 pounds, you get two people on there, three people. You can't get more than two people on that thing. You try to get three people on that thing, it explodes and you all die.
I only know people who weigh 20 pounds.
Well, then you can get...
So we can fit a lot of people on that sucker.
We have to break, but this just in. Great to hear you, Esmeralda. Love your United Auto Insurance co-star.
Oh, look at
Eddie
that.
Volkman.
Oh.
It's Eddie Volkman.
Yeah.
Eddie called in yesterday.
Oh, good.
Yeah, told a hilarious story about playing sports with guys who work at the Loop. So there you go.
Oh,
all right, we're going to take a break here. The news is coming up next, and then we will continue with Wood Esmeralda. Wood Esmeralda! It's all coming up right here on WGN. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DeGilio here on 720 WGN, and we are live in the Allstate Skyline studio here until 5 a.m. And it's Friday morning. That means Fly Jams Friday. Straight out of context. Nick D Show Spies all coming up. And we are back. Esmeralda is here.
Hi.
Hanging out. And yeah.
I was just walking by, you know.
just figured she'd come in. And she is joining us. And we are doing another edition of Would Esmeralda Buy That? And so far, I'm doing really poorly. Vic is in the lead with two correct. Dan has one correct. And I have... zero.
Yeah, I'm gone 2 weeks. Really?
I know. I'm sorry. Sorry. All right. Are we ready?
Yeah.
To continue. Here is the next item up for bids. The Twinkling Milky Way Skirt. By the way, I do want to mention, as I said at the top, in case people weren't listening, these were all listener submissions.
Yes.
They were all listeners.
Yeah, thank you guys.
It is it's above-the-knee circle skirt made from fabric printed with great observatories, unique views of the Milky Way. Three-layer skirt, see-through Milky Way layer, white gauze layer, white liner. Set the lights to one of six modes, two side-seamed pockets, pocket for battery pack inside the waistband.
It's always important.
Over 60 cold white LED wire lights, but they appear violet through the layers of skirt. With fresh batteries, the lights will remain lit for over 9 hours. $44.99 for the twinkling Milky Way skirt. Dan.
Ooh. We know Esmeralda likes to throw a good party. Sometimes she invites Vic. And
usually not.
It would be an interesting conversation starter. But I think it's a little too Zooey Deschanel, manic pixie girl, trying too hard. I'm at a party and I'm wearing a light up skirt. So I'm going to vote no.
Okay. No from Dan. Vic!
Okay. Nick, initially, this was the most difficult one for me because part of me thought she would think it's completely silly. And then part of me thought she might think it's pretty. But I'm going with Dan. No, because I base it on this. I think she would think it's completely idiotic to have a dress that comes with batteries. That's just no. Big no.
Okay. All right. Dan says no. Vic says no. And I'm going to stay no as well. No big moves here. But I just think the thing is stupid. And the whole, you know, you got to buy batteries for it. When it runs out of battery, it's only lit for 9 hours, you know? So I'm, too, going to say no. So the twinkling Milky Way skirt, Dan says no. Vic says no. I say no. Esmeralda.
I do love that it's got three pockets.
Oh.
In a skirt.
Well, one of them is for your backpack, right? Your battery pack.
No.
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 Yes.
I maybe Halloween.
Mm. Nick's maybe on the board.
I'm on the board, everybody.
Maybe Halloween.
Can you find it?
But the board?
Because he hasn't gotten there.
I haven't gotten there.
Oh.
So, yeah. Everybody loves a clean back.
Oh my God!
All right, what do we? So Vic has three, Dan has two. I'm on the board with one. As we continue,
you can.
You're one
make
for
it.
Five, Nick.
Yeah, I'm doing real well. All right, 3 second lashes. Apply in seconds. No messy glues or adhesive required. 3 second lashes as easy as 1, 2, 3. Step one: place lash on top of your natural lashes. Step two: place the bottom lash under your natural lashes so it meets and connects. Step three, enjoy salon quality results. I love that. That's a step.
Yeah.
Light as a feather. You may even forget you're wearing them. Secure micromagnetic technology ensures your lashes will stay in place until you're ready to remove them. Designed for everyday use and reusable. Our glue-free design won't irritate your eyes or damage your natural lashes. Use them over and over again. Cost is $29.99 plus shipping and handling. Buy now, and you get two additional sets, three, and a magnetic case for convenient storage.
How much time do we have left to buy them?
It doesn't say.
It says buy now.
Buy now.
You have 10 minutes.
So you get two additional sets and a convenient case. So
operators are standing by.
Dan, 3 second lashes.
Because I've missed Esmeralda's show, I've been checking her Facebook page out every once in a while. Not in a stalky, creepy way, but just, you know, because. Just to make sure. You see how you're doing. And I did notice that you, for the first time ever, did wings.
Well, I mean, it wasn't the first time
ever. Well, but you they
I was
going to
wear them today, and then yes. I thought, that's too much.
So, but you've accomplished that feat, making these non-needed, so I will vote no.
No. All right. Vic, where are you going with 3 second lashes?
This is getting tougher, I think. I kind of think she might. Part of me thinks she might use these when she does, because, well, she does that the special dance classes that she does. I thought maybe she might perform with these.
Flamenco.
Yeah, but I've never. She doesn't seem. I'll just say no.
What's
I'm
going on?
Gonna,
tread
I'm
lightly, Vic.
Yeah, exactly. Right. She knows me. So I'm going to put my foot in my mouth, so I'm just going to say no.
And Dan, you said no as
and
well, right?
Zip it.
Correct.
I am going to say no because she has lovely lashes already, so I don't think she needs these. And so I'm going to say no. So we got three no's. Dan, Vic, and me all say no. Esmeralda.
Y'all don't know women. Yeah. No, are you kidding me? I don't need glue. It's magnets. I've actually seen something like this, and it's very interesting because then that means I can just boosh, boosh, and then run away with big old. You know what? This is a rule of thumb. I could have the biggest lashes ever. I still want more.
Okay. I don't understand women.
And this is why magnetic?
This is why I've been divorced. This is why I've been divorced twice.
That's why this
segment's glue on?
Fun and educational for us.
Yeah, exactly.
I learned most things
that I know about women from this segment.
And then I can enjoy salon quality results.
Right. That's step three.
Here's an FYI. Jeannie doesn't like to get down on her hands and knees to clean.
Maybe she'll text in. I think she does.
Okay. All right. You just keep believing that, pal. Okay. Vic has 3. Dan has 2. I have 1. All right. Here's what's next item. Egglets. Hard-boiled eggs without a shell. Peeling hard-boiled eggs is such a hassle and it makes a mess. Now there's egglets. It makes hard-boiled eggs without the shell. Direction. Spray a little cooking oil into the egglet pod.
P-O-D-D, by the way.
Crack an egg, pour it into the pod, and twist on the lid. Boil on the stovetop, pop them out, and enjoy. Thermodynamic design allows eggs to cook just like in the shell. Makes hard-boiled eggs and soft-boiled eggs or mini omelets by adding ingredients. It's dishwasher safe. Cost $14.99 for 3, but order now and get 3 free. A microwave egg sandwich cooker, and a recipe booklet.
Is this the same number I have to call for the eyelashes?
Eyelashes, yeah.
Okay. Just checking.
All right, so the egglets, hard-boiled eggs without a shell. Okay, Dan.
Vic, I would counter that. I think this one is the hardest one because peeling hard-boiled eggs is a mess and a hassle. But they do. These things look weird. And I don't know how much she loves eggs, if she loves eggs enough to be like, yeah, I could use this regularly. So I'm gonna vote a hesitant no.
All right. Dan says no. Vic, where are you going with this one?
Okay, this is where we part. I am going... you know, I'm going to take a chance. I think she would buy this because this is pretty cool. It is, like Dan said, it's a pain to peel those eggs afterwards. So this is pretty cool. I think yes.
Okay. Am I the only one who doesn't think it's a pain to peel hard-boiled eggs? Have I been doing it wrong? Or am I doing it...
Or you're doing it right.
I guess people think it's a pain to peel hard-boiled eggs. Sometimes you get the shell that sticks a little too much and you chunk off a little bit, but I don't know. But I do think that she will buy this. I think all three of us are saying yes on this.
I'm saying no.
Oh, Dan's saying no. So this is a move for Dan right here. Dan could tie Vic if that's possible. But Vic and I are saying no, right? No, yes.
Yeah, that's yes. Correct. We're saying yes. Yes. You and I are saying yes.
All right, so Vic says yes, I say yes. Dan says no for egglets, Esmeralda.
I would not buy this.
No.
I have an Instant Pot, and the Instant Pot, when you make them in there, it makes it peel easier. But I do have a trouble with peeling them, and then big old chunks come off, and I get real angry about it.
Yeah.
But this just seems useless.
Okay.
It's too much. It's too much. And then you still got to boil it? No. Throw them in an Instant Pot.
Okay.
By the way, many techs love this product.
I've
got 5 being like, this is the greatest thing ever.
I like the idea behind it, but the thing is, I already have something that kind of
does that,
makes
already
it easier.
Yeah.
I do, though, like the idea of a mini omelet.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty great.
That does sound pretty cool.
Not enough to buy this.
All right, well, Dan and Vic are tied at 3. I have no chance of winning because this is the last item up for bids. So.
And then what is a microwave egg sandwich cooker?
It's probably...
I got to put bread in a microwave? No, thank you.
No, it's like the like Egg McMuffin. You know, so you can make an egg sandwich in the shape of like the Egg McMuffin.
Yeah. Oh, it's called using a ring.
Yeah.
You get a can, just use the ring bit, cook an egg.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Okay. So Dan has 3, Vic has 3, I have 1, no chance of winning, and this is the last one. The cat butt tissue dispenser. These cats are just trying to help out by keeping to your tissue close at hand. A standard square tissue box fits inside, made from durable resin that will survive bumps and falls. Hilarious discussion piece for your guests and family they will remember for years. Makes a great gift for pranksters and cat lovers. Comes in 2 colors, orange tabby or black and white. Now, basically it's a cat with his tail up. And mm-hmm. the tissue is coming out of his butt.
Right.
That's essentially, you got the dispenser in there, and you pull the tissue out of his butt. So it's the cat butt tissue dispenser. All right, Dan, what do you think?
For me, the question isn't yes or no. It's black or white or tabby. This is a definite yes.
Okay. Vic.
We're going to make this interesting. I'm going to say no because I know she has a cat. I think this is a little too, I think it's a little crass, I think, for her taste.
Oh.
Because it's coming out of the cat's butt.
All right. So Dan says yes. Vic says no. It's too crass. I say absolutely yes without question. And I want one of these. And I don't have visitors. I just want it because I think it's hilarious. Cat butt dispenser. Dan says yes. I say yes. Vic says no. This could be the game right here. This is the game right here.
It is.
All right. Here we go. Cat butt dispenser. Cat butt dispenser. It gives you cat butts. If you want a place for your cat butts.
Also known as Esmeralda's voice.
It's the cat butt tissue dispenser. Yes or no, Esmeralda?
You know what? I got enough cat butts.
So no.
In my face.
So you're saying no?
On a daily basis. No, thank you.
Oh, my God. Boom. Wow.
Good for you, Vic.
How dare you? Two colors. Tabby in black and white. I would like a gray for my cat so then I could see if maybe she would think it was a real cat and then she would go at it.
Mm-hmm.
But no. Wow. I just like these cats are just trying to help out.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
Here's my butt.
By the way, no, they're not. That cat is literally just going, yeah, it's in my butt.
Yeah.
You have to take it from there.
And what if, you know how sometimes you pull a Kleenex out and the other one doesn't come out and you have to get in there and get it? That's awkward.
That's where you got to take it. You got to take it to the vet.
Right.
And that's expensive.
Yeah. All right. I want one of these things. I think it's hilarious.
The face on this darn cat.
Now, what if
like,
it meowed every time you pulled
that
one out?
That would be cool. You add batteries and rawr.
Yeah,
every time
be more
you...
a yowl.
Yeah.
Than...
All right. So Vic is the winner. Vic is the winner of this edition of What Else World to Buy That.
Nice job. Is this an annual? Is this the champ for the annual? We bring her back again next week and we do it every week.
No, we're going to do it. We're going to do it more than, yeah. I mean, it's.
I was going to say once a year.
I want the trophy at the news desk.
All right.
And we've got like more submissions. So like,
yeah,
people were kind enough. So we'll do more. Soon.
We will do more. Absolutely. Yeah. And we're going to have Esmeralda back on a regular basis too. So
yeah, everyone keeps sending them because I'm going to buy that thing with the vacuum.
There you go. All right.
That's a good idea.